Welcome back to another episode of Seeing Your Inner Brilliance, the podcast dedicated specifically for big dreamers and high achievers to not only normalize our big dreams and audacious goals, and also normalize the inner struggles, inner obstacles, inner portals that are bound to come up along the way of us pursuing our dream and going after it so that we can minimize any type of shame or guilt and just completely embrace, you know, learn how to embrace those struggles and really see them as opportunities for growth, expansion, greater alignment, greater confidence, greater satisfaction, greater peace, greater freedom. All the goodness of being the fullness of who we are. So then we can therefore bring the fullness of who you are into your calling and into your purpose. I am your host, self-worth and confidence coach, Charles C. Childers. And I am so, so unbelievably grateful that you are here today, not only because you are a part of this Seeing Your Inner Brilliance community, but because I have an extra special episode for you. So as a fellow big dreamer and high achiever, I know that sometimes the path to get there and to really pursue our calling and just the day-to-day minutia of building our dream, I know that it can be really hard. I know that there can be mountains in front of us, whether it be somebody not supporting us or us just not feeling it. Maybe we start doubting ourselves. We fall into the rabbit hole. Maybe we continually feel like we meet failure after failure and we're not truly making strides towards the big impact and everything that we want in this life. So today, the extra special episode that I'm bringing you, it is one of pure inspiration. The Lady Barbie, she is a beautiful person on the inside and out. And funny story, her husband's name is Ken. So how funny is that? That's so fun. So Barbie, she has faced some challenges in her life that the vast majority of us cannot relate to. Some of us can, and please, as you're listening to this episode, apply these big challenges in your own life. But she has faced some pretty big challenges that have been outside of her control, and just, it is so evident that God has been moving in her, for her, and through her throughout her entire life. And so I wanted to bring you Barbie and just this episode of pouring pure inspiration into you to meet you wherever you are right now. Maybe you woke up today and you're just feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders. Maybe you woke up and you're flying high, feeling free. Either way, we can all use some more inspiration to keep going, keep pursuing our calling, keep pursuing our purpose, doing the things that are on our heart. So that's exactly the purpose that this episode is going to serve. So without further ado, here is Barbie Engel. Barbie, thank you so much for being on Seeing Your Inner Brilliance. I am particularly excited to have you on the show, not only because we just really connected and we're drawn to each other, also because you have some unique challenges, or you've been through some unique challenges that not many of us go through. And I know that all of our challenges and struggles are unique to each one of us, but I'm super excited to just talk about your challenges from your perspective, because you are doing such amazing work and you have truly used your quote unquote mess as your message, and it's become your testimony and your calling in this life. So I'm excited to get into it today.
I'm so excited to be here with you and your audience, and I am so looking forward to this.
Awesome. Awesome. So really, I want to dive right into it and talk about the negative voices, the external negative voices that came up in your life. And of course, we will connect kind of the past with the present and how all of that is playing now. But if you will, just pull back the curtain a little bit on what life was like when you were young Barbie.
Young Barbie, I faced many challenges. I grew up with learning disabilities, and one of the things that comes to mind quickest when I talk about my younger challenges is I had a principal in elementary school that said I was not going to graduate high school, don't think about college, that he really didn't expect much out of me as a human being. And going through that process and hearing those words and deciding what I wanted to do with my life and where I was going to take myself, even if he didn't come with me, even if the rest of the world didn't come with me. I had to find a way through. And that was first grade. And when you're told in first grade, you're not even going to graduate high school, so pretty much stop trying, that can really wreck a person, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how did you, gosh, just first of all, I want to send love to that first grade Barbie who heard that at such a young age. You know, I know that must have had so much impact on her. And I know many of us have had this echo of negativity in our life, whether it be from a principal, a teacher, maybe our own parents, or just somebody in our life who has told us that we can't, told us that we won't. And so how, especially as a first grader, how did you not internalize that and allow that to become a self-fulfilling prophecy for you?
I knew inside of me that there, I wanted to succeed. What he was saying that I wouldn't succeed didn't mean that I couldn't. And I had my parents that were really on my side. And my mom actually fought for me in court so that I could stay with my grade and the other students that were my age. So to have their support was helpful. But I also had to turn inside of myself and say, it doesn't matter what Principal Kite says. I can get through this. I can change it. And I saw that by even in school, the teachers would say, well, you're not trying very hard. And I literally was trying my hardest. And I just needed to find a different way to learn and a different way to do things. And as I went through each challenge and broke it down and faced each one when it came to getting through school, moment by moment, it really taught me the life lessons I needed for adulthood. And I kind of instinctually broke things down. It's like, well, I'm not getting it this way. Is there another way? Like counting your nine time, you know, your tables when you're learning your multiplication, nine times whatever. You can do your first nine times whatever on your fingers, and you just bend one finger back, and then it's nine. And you bend, if it's two times nine, you bend that finger back and the second finger back, and then you see it's 18. And you can go through life with these tools and lessons. And I really gripped on those and learned how to use them and continue to use them so that I could learn better, learn faster than I was. And also I wanted to do it my way. And I learned how to do it my way. It didn't matter if the person next to me got straight A's. If I got a C and I put all of me into earning that C, I learned to be proud of myself for that accomplishment and not compare it to what somebody else is doing.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is so, so good. And just in a few minutes, we have covered so much just wisdom and pure inspiration. And thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for the portals and the things that you've had to walk through in order to form this perspective that you have, because now I know that it rolls so effortlessly off of your tongue and so eloquently, but I know that it wasn't as easy, you know, back then. And so that really is a testament to you and your growth and in you sharing everything that you just said. What I really hear is that, yes, you may have had external voices. You may have even had limitations with your learning disability or perceived limitations. Yes. But at the end of the day, the voice inside of you that you were called for more, that you were made for more, that you can do this was louder than anything else outside Absolutely. Of you. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And I, my inner voice to me is God, Jesus. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. And that inner voice is like, no, this is the right path. And when it's not the right path, I would get pebbles and then rocks and then big boulders. And I've seen that pattern throughout my life of this is going to be a challenge and not everything we do is going to be easy. And I've learned to try to listen to those pebbles and rocks and boulders and help that voice, that guidance say, Barbie, you're made for more. I love that is like the perfect saying, made for more. And don't stop, keep going, go forward. And if you do need to stop, it's okay. You can take a break when you need, but don't go backwards. Learn the things that you're supposed to learn in this moment and take them forward with you as tools and things to get you through life and to accomplish the things that you are here on earth to accomplish.
Oh, preach it, Barbie. Preach it. So how do you, at such a young age, looking back now, how do you think you were able to really attune to that voice and strengthen it in a way to turn it up so that it was louder than the external voices? Because I know within myself and my clients and just in conversation, I know that even people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s as quote-unquote adults who quote-unquote should have it all figured out by now, that is still hard to build that muscle. So what did that look like for you at such a young age?
A lot of crying, tantrums, stopping when I had the points where I had a boulder in front of me and I had to figure out how to go over, under, through, around this boulder in my life. I had to stop and think. And a lot of times people passed me by. They went right through it. It was not an issue or a challenge for them. For me, it stopped me in my tracks. And being alone in that and listening, stopping, praying, a lot of times people forget to turn in and say, Jesus, help me through this. Or what am I supposed to get from this? What am I supposed to learn? Those were lessons that I had a boulder in front of me that imagine the largest boulder, a 10,000 pound boulder in front of you, and you can't move it by yourself. What can you do to get it to move? Do you need to reach out and ask for help? Do you need to stop and pray? Do you need that time to be mindful and meditate? Before, you know, we're talking the 70s and 80s when I'm going through these struggles as little Barbie, and I literally had to stop and think about it. If you are an adult now and you're facing large challenges in your life, that insurmountable boulder, stop, think, pay attention, pray about it, ask for guidance, ask for the help that you need. God will put people in your life that can help you if you reach out and ask for help. Those tools are there. Check your surroundings. Check what's going on with your heart, with your mind, with your physical body, and see what can help you.
Oh, that is such great advice. And I really picked up on the first thing you started with in that list, which is crying. And the second one is tantrums. And I love that you mentioned that first because, yes, now it's very eloquent in the way that you talk about it. And you have this wisdom, which is freaking beautiful and powerful. But the path to get there, there was a stripping. There was a tearing, which tears and tear, very close together in the English language. And yeah, it was just getting down to this rawness of almost the visual I just got is getting down to the rawness so that you could see yourself for who you really were and who God created you to be rather than what people were saying about you, what you had been diagnosed with.
Yeah, absolutely. I have learned through the years to also, I physically will make a motion and like if somebody tries to put shame or guilt on me because there's something I don't have the skills to do, I will take that and physically grab it off my chest and put it away from my body. Throw it away. That's not for me. That's not meant for me. I'm made for more. I can find a way and I will search until I find a way. And sometimes it's to help me through something. Sometimes I feel like even in my cells, I'm supposed to help this person who's reached out to ask for help. And, you know, I've spent hours and hours on the phone to try to find one medical provider for somebody in the past. And I knew that they physically couldn't do it in that moment. And they had that boulder in front of them. And I knew that I could do what they needed. And I would say, just one more phone call. It might be my 23rd doctor that I'm calling, but I'm going to find a doctor. There's going to be somebody. And I would get to the end of the list and say, now I need to look up some more doctors because there is a doctor that can help this patient. And I do that cheering which my whole life I've been a cheerleader, and that's my purpose from God on earth to be a cheerleader. But I've done that, and some people I just feel an extra calling to take that extra step and make that extra phone call. And I have to also turn that back on me and say, I'm worth it. I need to do this extra step. I need to cheer for myself in this moment to get my way through, to be okay with the situation and to find the right path that I'm supposed to be taking. And being that cheerleader for myself and for others, growing up, I was cheerleader Barbie, and I was physically that cheerleader. And when I developed a rare disease, I had to change my whole mindset, use the skills and tools that I learned as an athlete and bring them over into my new life that wasn't so physical, and make it my purpose in life is still to be a cheerleader, but make it mental instead of physical, because that is where I can excel.
See, inspiration just literally written all over you. So for the listeners listening right now, so Barbie not only worked her way through school, she found a way to graduate high school, to graduate college, correct? And then correct. What does life look like for you now?
Well, now I've been living with rare diseases. I have multiple rare diseases for over 20 years. And I spent 7 of those years in a wheelchair. And again, people telling me, give that up. You're never going to be a cheerleader again. You can't even walk. Like, what are you going to do? And I found a way to continue to fulfill my earthly purpose and keep moving. I've published 9 books. Imagine being told you wouldn't even graduate high school, hating reading, not good at it at all, to writing 9 books, and some of them are bestsellers, been number 1 on the Amazon bestselling list, and using those books around the world to help people, whether they're becoming a doctor or they're a patient or a caregiver in need. I've been able to spread the tools that I've learned that have helped me and have other people use those now through my books and through my writings and doing podcasts like this. Thank you so much for this opportunity. This is a gift, and I really appreciate being here with you.
You are so, so welcome. And I just have to say, way to flip the devil, way to flip the naysayers, way to flip the haters on their bottoms, you know what I mean? Of going from a learning disability and being told that that is going to stop you, essentially, that you're not going to be able to do anything or amount to anything because of it. And then to graduate high school, to graduate college, and be an author of 9 books. I mean, that is just...
Never imagined that in my dreams. It just became part of my purpose and fulfilling my purpose. It was something that I felt called to do. And I was writing notes and I was doing daily journals. And I took that and said, wait, there's something here that can help humanity, that can help other people. And I just felt compelled to share it and was able to get it into a book. And my first book took me 6 years. Don't give up. If you know something is part of your journey, I know some people haven't figured out what their life purpose is. Keep going, because all of us have a purpose. Look at your gifts. Look at the things around you and work on trying to fulfill your life purpose, figuring out what your life purpose is, and then fulfill it. And sometimes you might think like, oh, I'm in a wheelchair now. I can't be a cheerleader anymore. Yes, you can. Whatever your gift is, God will give you a way to fulfill it. And you may have to go to plan Z, and you wanted to be stuck on plan A because that was the easiest. Keep going. Keep doing what you need to do to make your life the best it can be for you. And that's what I've done.
Ugh. So good. So good. So many clap emojis and drop the mic emojis and fire emojis. How I'm feeling right now. It's amazing. It's amazing. Oh my goodness. So I have been in this place, and I know that listeners are, some of them are there too, where you have an inkling that you're made for more, or maybe coming to the conclusion that what you're doing right now, whatever that is, isn't as satisfying or fulfilling as you thought it would be. And so you're starting to dabble into this concept of, I am made for more. I am made for a bigger impact, to have more, be more, and do more. So what advice would you give that person?
take inventory of all of your talents and gifts and start spending time, even if you have to work and to pay your bills or raise your children and you have this income, start giving those talents and gifts a little bit more outside of work, outside of your family, outside of what you're doing. Even if you, the first month you do 15 minutes a day, even if it's journaling. One of the things that I learned developing rare diseases and having to go through from being a physical person to a mental person, I had to figure out my I ams. And I actually had a therapist that I went to that helped me through this process. And he said, go home and write down your I ams. And I hope that you guys do this for yourselves, because it really, even to this day, and that this was 2003, here we are 2023. So 20 years later, I have over 150 I ams. They're not what I do. They're who I am to my core. And when I'm having a challenging situation, I go back to my I am list. And even if you have one thing on your list, it took me 3 days to get one thing on my list. And somebody had to point it out to me because I thought I lost everything. I'm nothing. You can't really put down I am nothing. That's not a true statement. So you have to find the positives that are in your life. You feel like you're constantly getting used by others. You can say, I am generous. Find the positive in that situation. Put that in your list and go through those talents to figure out your purpose, and then work in that purpose a little bit each day. And eventually it will grow and you'll have a pile of things to put together. Sort through that. Sort through after a month. Sort through after 3 months, 6 months, a year. Look through that. Are you working towards your earthly purpose, which may not be the same thing as what you do for a living? It is going to probably not be the thing that you do for a living. For me, my living was cheerleading, the world of dance and cheer and gymnastics. Lost it all, had to recreate my whole new life. If I can do it, you can do it. Just if it becomes insurmountable, go back to your I ams. Check yourself. Who are you? What's your core? What's your values? What's your beliefs? What's your gifts? Take those and move forward, and then share those with the world. We are meant to help humanity by sharing our purpose, sharing our stories, sharing our gifts. That's what will help you live your best life from moment to moment while we're here on this earth.
Such a powerful exercise, Barbie. Thank you for relaying that to us. I can totally see how not only identifying that, I remember 6 or 7 years ago when I was at this place and I felt like a horrible mom. I felt horrible about myself because I wasn't fitting in the corporate box that I had paved out for myself. And even identifying I am and it being about me, that was really, really hard. And so just putting myself back, I wish somebody had shared this tool with me, you know, and then to build upon it. Because over the years, once you start pursuing your dream and your calling, the road isn't always fast and beautiful and seamless, right? And so on those days when you're feeling down, on those days when you're not really feeling it, I can totally see how going back to your I ams and just anchoring into the truth of who you are really is so, so powerful.
It is. And it really can help you find your talents and your gifts and the things that you're supposed to be doing here on earth, and work towards fulfilling that purpose in you. And you don't get to go home until you figure out what your earthly purpose is and you've completed it, or you've fully abandoned it and never materialized what you were here on earth to do. Don't let that happen to you. Even if you're taking one small step a day, a week, whatever you can do, always be working to move forward in fulfilling that purpose here.
Oh, that is so good. What powerful motivation for us to stay focused on our earthly purpose that zooms it out, you know, that it's, yes, it's success. Yes, it's impact. Yes, it's our vision for some of us, you know. Yes, it's all of these things. And even with that, there's a bigger purpose. There's a bigger mission. There are bigger things for us to do and people for us to reach. And so, oh, so good. So good.
You know, there's room for all of us to win. And we are here to succeed and to win. We can cheer each other on. We can lift each other up. We can lift ourselves up. Don't feel like, oh, she did it. He did it. I don't need to. You're here for a purpose as well. Find your purpose. Figure it out. Once you have it figured out, work towards it. And sometimes you'll go, oh, this, I thought this was the right path, but it turned out it wasn't. But there's something you learned in that. Take it to redirect yourself. Use that tool that you learned on the wrong path to get back onto the right path, to keep going and keep moving forward in your light, in his light, and doing all the things that you're meant to be doing.
That right there, just listening to you and tuning into this, I can just see how that just naturally turns up someone's internal voice of, I can do it. She said I can. Look what she's done. Look at all. And this isn't comparison. No, no, no. It's all inspiration. No. Like if she could do it, then I can certainly do it. And it's just beautiful.
And it's all going to look different. What our purpose is on earth, we all have a different purpose. Find your purpose. Don't try to say, I'm going to be like Susie and try to do what Susie's doing. No, do you. Be you, be the best you can be. That's good enough. And take that forward and fulfill your purpose as you discover it and as you create, learn, build on it. And know that that is good enough. And your win is going to look different than my win. It's going to look different than the person next to us. So keep working and moving forward. You can do it.
Oh. I love it. I love it, Barbie. Thank you so much for being here. And as we am pouring into us and as we start wrapping up, I really want to, you know, through all of your perspective, and I don't want to give the illusion of just positivity, because I think a positive mindset, positive, that stuff is complete BS. Yes. But it's really like your beautiful perspective and your identity of being connected to who you are. And so for someone who is, let's say they have negative voices around them currently, maybe there is a residual negative voice that keeps popping up in their life. What advice would you give someone to just, I don't know, just solidify that internal voice, just to keep going and not get overpowered by the negative voices around them?
Work on saying nice things to yourself. You know, if you're choosing like, oh, I don't like the way I look in the mirror. It's a negative thing for me. Or Susie doesn't like the way I look in the mirror, or Jeff or whoever. Talk positive to yourself with what you're going through, what you're facing, and know that it can be changed. It can be fixed. As long as you're here on earth, there's a way to change it, fix it, and make it better for you so that it fits in your life. It works for you. It builds you up. And if the voices keep going, know that that's one voice and there's 7 billion people on earth. You don't have to focus on that one voice. And if that one voice is yourself telling yourself negative things, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not going to ever be the best secretary. Figure out the way through by breaking it down into smaller chunks so that you can get through the challenge, get through all the parts that you can do first, and then go back and work on the harder ones. And that positive momentum can keep you going forward even through the hard times. We all have challenges. We all have tough times. And when you find yourself in a stuck situation, stop, refocus, do something else. And then when you come back, you can say, well, I just conquered that. I just won at that. I can do this too. What do I need to do to rearrange it? To make it a win for me, to make it a win for my family and my friends and my life. Refocus, Go do something positive, come back and work on the negative. It's still too negative for you. Go back, do something positive, come back and work on the negative until that negative can become a positive and you can get through that situation.
Oh, great advice. Great advice, Barbie. You are just so amazing. I am so, so grateful that we've connected. And more than anything, I just see the light just absolutely riddled throughout your life. And you're just such an inspiration. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. You're an inspiration as well. And I think that not just this episode, but listening to your other episodes, people can get a lot from what you're doing and the light that you shine. So keep letting your light shine. If you're watching this, give it 5 stars, give it a high rating. Tell us what you like about this episode. And when you're listening to other episodes, what you learned and how you're going to improve your own life because of the great information that you're hearing from the episodes, from what you're hearing. Let your own inner brilliance shine.
Oh my goodness. Wasn't that such an inspiring and motivating conversation that Barbie and I had together? I hope you are walking away just uplifted and feeling a little bit more empowered and energized to go about your day, whatever that looks like. And I just hope that you were able to pull the nuggets out of the conversation. Like, no, you may not be able to relate to learning disabilities or a principal telling you that you're not going to graduate high school. I certainly can't. However, what are those obstacles and those roadblocks, those mountains that have been in your life that have played a pivotal point? Because we're always going to continue to learn how to overcome them, to work with them, to work through them, and to face those challenges because they are a part of us. And so I just hope that you're really leaving today feeling uplifted and just that much more capable and confident in the fact that if Barbie can do it, you can do it too. That is the overall message of this episode, is that if she can do it, if someone who has been faced with so much hardship in her life, if she can get to the other side of triumph and victory, then no matter what you're going through, no matter what has come up for you, and no matter what will come up for you, that you can do it. There are people out there, not from a comparison standpoint, but from an inspirational standpoint, that, hey, you're not alone here. Whatever that hardship is in your life or has been, whatever has been affecting you, you are not alone here. You are not walking this walk alone. And I don't know why, but I feel called and compelled to tell you that no matter what you're facing, whether you're struggling in silence, whether you're just having trouble figuring out what exactly is my purpose in life, like what am I meant to do? Am I really here to do more? No matter what it is, you are not alone in this journey. And so the first thing that I want to tell you about is that if you are a go-getter who is ready to step into the more that you deeply desire, then guess what? I have created an entire masterclass for you. This masterclass is here to boost your belief, your confidence, and the results you manifest in your life by tuning into this powerful topic of being called for more and owning the life that you feel called to, just like Barbie did. You know, she was a cheerleader until she faced some physical disabilities that prevented her from doing that. And so rather than just saying, I'm done, I quit, I'm not meant for this, this door is closed, rather than going down that road, she really recognized that, hey, maybe I'm not going to be a physical cheerleader in this life, but I can be a mental cheerleader. And that's what it looks like to really own your more, own the life that you feel called to. I'm praying and trusting that if I'm speaking to you right now and you know exactly who you are, if I am speaking to you right now about embracing the more that you feel called to and owning the life that you envision for yourself, I pray that this episode serves as that encouragement and that light in your life to keep going after it. However, from my personal experience and professional experience with my clients, I know that isn't necessarily an easy conscious choice of, hey, I'm just going to embrace my more and go after it and never have any doubts again, right? It can be hard, you know, it can be a hard journey of really just accepting the fact that you are made for greater things, you know, and then the whole thing of trying to figure out what that is and discovering your purpose. What does that look like? What is your quote unquote niche? All of the pressure surrounding that. So if you are wanting more support in this area, then the Made for More Masterclass is definitely for you. It's an hour and a half or an hour and 50 minutes. And this masterclass teaches you why you sometimes feel crazy, guilty, alone, or even wrong for wanting more. We go into three ways to dissolve negative feelings around your desires. We go into the innate superpower that's inside of you as someone who wants to do big things. And we talk about the core beliefs to facilitate and to cultivate within you that'll ground you as you own the life that you feel called to. Woo! Yes, yes, yes. You can expect to walk away feeling free, to want what you want, and be empowered to take action on your desires with or without needing support, validation, permission, or tangible proof. Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my goodness gracious. So, so powerful. And then also, I want to talk to the person who really resonated with this point in the episode of discovering the truth of who you are. I know that this is such a big one. So much of my work is centered around supporting big dreamers and high achievers to discover the truth of who we are, because there are so many lies within us about things that we believe, you know, we aren't, believing that we are, the external voices like Barbie was talking about that have really influenced and impacted how we see ourselves. And so really getting to this place within ourselves of being able to inherently know the truth about ourselves and be able to really, like, that is the anchor point, that everything is built upon that, because that's where solidity is found. Solidity and being grounded in the truth of who we are, the first step is knowing that. And really seeing the areas of our life where these lies have crept up. And so if that is you, if I am speaking to you, then guess what? I have a place for you in my world, and that is in Anchor. Inside of Anchor, it is such a cool container that God called me to create, because how many programs have you taken? How many maybe therapists have you gone to where the first thing they do is go back to your past, go back to your childhood, right? Let's unpack and unravel all of those things there. And that certainly serves a purpose. Absolutely. But not for everybody. Because the truth is that true lasting confidence is built incrementally. It isn't, you know, a fixed state. It isn't something that we harness or that we get and achieve and then we just keep forever. No, true lasting confidence is built incrementally. And so with Anchor, the really cool thing about that is that we get to start right where you are with what is coming up for you. Did your husband say something? Did your spouse say something that really upset you? You know, what are you struggling with right now in your business, in your dreams, in pursuing your dreams, whatever that looks like, writing a book, designing real estate, like it can look like anything, becoming a singer. I'm so blessed to work with so many people who have different types of dreams. But what are the hard things that you're facing right now? Where do you feel stopped? Where do you feel like there's resistance and something is pushing against you that you can't quite move past and move through? And it can be everyday things. Like yesterday, when I woke up feeling resistance, walking about your day and being your best self, being on your A game, when there is this strong and heavy undertone of resistance, that is hard. So what are some tools, strategies, and insights in order to move through that resistance? What are the day-to-day things that you can physically do to maintain that belief in yourself and your dreams amidst the day-to-day challenges of building your business? You know, what does it look like to move in alignment and take inspired action versus forcing things to happen? What does it look like to show up when you just aren't feeling it? These are all things that pertain to the here and now of big dreamers and high achievers. And so Anchor really supports you in solidifying and anchoring in to the truth of who you are. So, whew, if I'm speaking to you right now, Anchor is the place to be. It is a transformative program designed to help you rise above the resistance, whether it be doubt, fear of rejection, fear of failure, imposter syndrome, etc., and anchor your way to true lasting confidence so you can experience the success, impact, and amazing life you desire and deserve. This is so much more than being asked to slap on a positive thought, mindlessly chant some random affirmations, or to sit, you know, and visualize for 20 minutes a day. No, no, no. In fact, I will never ask you those things. Instead, in Anchor, you will be empowered and equipped to anchor into the truth of who you are by strengthening your connection to the more that you feel called to, learning to decode the resistance and other internal obstacles, harnessing the art of shifting, discovering psychologically backed confidence building tools and techniques, and there is so much more. Anchor is literally the most exciting and unique thing on the internet. I promise you. I promise you that. So this is for you if the thought of soaring through the day, fueled with unshakable belief in yourself, if that excites you. This is for you if you desire to more fully embrace your authenticity with more grace, compassion, and acceptance. You crave feeling solid, qualified, and worthy, no matter who you're around. You are ready to transcend murky feelings such as frustration, bitterness, disappointment, and shame. You want to overcome debilitating thoughts and conquer doubt. You have been looking for personalized support and practical advice. You dream of showing up with more ease, flow, and conviction. And you are done with pretending, forcing, striving for this pursuit that feels this hard. So good. Anchor is truly a magical place. And check out both Made for More and Anchor. Those links will be included in the episode description. Thank you so, so much for being here today. And like Barbie said, be sure to post those 5-star reviews. Tell me. You can either write a review about it or DM me letting me know what inspired you in particular about this episode. And just thank you so much for being you. You are absolutely amazing. I'm so grateful that we have been divinely brought together, and I really pray that you're walking away feeling that much more uplifted, inspired, and empowered. I'll see you next time.